They ask you about booty. Tell them the booty belongs to Allah and His Rasul. So fear Allah, end your dispute, and correct the relationships among yourselves. Obey Allah and His Rasul if you are true believers. The true believers are those whose hearts tremble with fear when the name of Allah is mentioned, and whose faith grows stronger as they listen to His revelations, and they put their trust in their Rabb, who establish Salah and spend in charity out of the sustenance which we have given them. They are the ones who are the true believers. They will have exalted ranks with their Rabb, forgiveness for their sins, and honorable sustenance. Your Rabb ordered you to leave your home to fight for justice, but some of the believers were reluctant. They argued with you about the truth which had been made clear, as if they were being driven to death with their eyes wide open. Remember, Allah promised you victory over one of the two enemy parties, and you wished for the one which was unarmed. But Allah intended to prove the truth to be true according to His words, and to cut off the roots of the unbelievers, so that the truth should come out as truth, and falsehood should be proved as false, even though the criminals wished otherwise. When you prayed to your Rabb for help, He answered, I will assist you with 1,000 angels, one after another. By this good news, Allah sought to comfort your heart, for victory comes only from Allah. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Remember when He caused drowsiness to overcome you as an assurance from Himself, and sent down water from the sky to cleanse you and to remove from you the uncleanliness caused by Shaitan, to strengthen your hearts and to steady your feet therewith. Then your Rabb revealed His will to the angels. I am with you. Give courage to the believers. I will cast panic into the hearts of the unbelievers. Therefore smite their necks and beat every joint of their bodies. This is because they defied Allah and His Rasul. Whoever defies Allah and His Rasul should know that Allah is strict in retribution, that it is the reality, so taste it. And there will also be the torture of hellfire for the unbelievers. O believers, when you encounter the unbelievers in battle, never turn your backs to them. And whoever turns his back to them on such an occasion, unless it be a strategy of war or to join towards a detachment, shall incur the wrath of Allah, and his abode shall be hell, and how awful shall be that dwelling. In fact, it was not you who killed them, but it was Allah who killed them. It was not you who threw the handful of sand, but it was Allah who threw it, so that He might pass the believers successfully through this excellent trial. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. This is His dealing with you. As for the unbelievers, Allah will surely frustrate their evil plots. O unbelievers, you wanted a decision. Lo, the decision in the shape of the believers' victory has come to you. Now, if you desist, it will be better for you. And if you repeat your act of war against the believers, so shall we repeat the act of providing them assistance. And your forces, however large in number they may be, shall avail you nothing. For verily, Allah is with the believers. O believers, obey Allah and His Rasul, and do not turn your back on Him now that you have heard all. Do not be like those who say, we hear, but give no heed to what they hear. For the worst animals in the sight of Allah are those deaf and dumb people who do not use common sense. Had Allah perceived any virtue in them, He would have indeed endowed them with hearing. Had He made them hear, they would have turned away and refused to listen. O believers, respond to the call of Allah and His Rasul when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah stands between man and his heart, and that it is He in whose presence you shall all be assembled. Guard yourselves against temptation. The wrongdoers among you are not the only ones who will be tempted, and know that Allah is strict in retribution. Call to mind how He gave you shelter when you were few in number and were oppressed in the land, ever fearing lest the enemy would kidnap you. He made you strong with His help and provided you a safe asylum and gave you pure things for sustenance so that you may give thanks. O believers, do not betray the trust of Allah and His Rasul, nor violate your trust knowingly. You should know that your wealth and your children are in fact a test for you, and that Allah is He with whom is your mighty reward. O believers, if you fear Allah, He will grant you a criterion, do away with your sins, and forgive you. Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. Remember how the unbelievers plotted against you. They sought to take you captive, or kill you, or exile you. They planned, and Allah also planned. Allah is the best planner of all. Whenever our revelations are recited to them, they say, "Well, we have heard this. If we wanted, we could fabricate the like. These are nothing but tales of the ancients." Also remember how they said, "O Allah, if this is indeed the truth from you, then rain down stones on us from the sky, or inflict some dreadful scourge to punish us." But Allah would not punish them while you were present in their midst, nor does Allah punish people while they are asking His forgiveness. But now there is no reason why Allah should not punish them when they are blocking others from the Masjid al-Haram, whereas they are not its lawful guardians. In fact, its only guardians are those who fear Allah, even though most of them do not understand. Their prayer at the house of Allah is nothing but whistling and clapping of hands, whose only answer can be, "Taste the punishment because of your denying the truth." Surely the unbelievers spend their wealth in blocking the way of Allah, and so will they continue to spend. But in the end, these very efforts will become the cause of their regrets. At length, they will be defeated, and in the hereafter, these unbelievers will be gathered together and driven to hell. In order that Allah may separate the filthy from the pure, He will heap the filthy one upon another all together, and then cast them into hell. They are the ones who will be the losers. O Prophet, tell the unbelievers that if they desist from unbelief, their past shall be forgiven. But if they persist in sin, let them reflect upon the fate of their forefathers. O believers, fight them until there is no more mischief and the deen of Allah is established completely. But if they do stop from mischief, then surely Allah is observant of all their actions. If they give no heed, then you should know that Allah is your protector. He is the Know that one-fifth of the booty is for Allah, His Rasul, close relatives of the Rasul, orphans, the needy, and the wayfarer, if you do believe in Allah and in what was revealed to our servant on the day of distinction, the day when the two armies met in combat. Allah has power over everything. Remember when you were on this side of the valley and they on the farther side, and the caravan was on lower ground than you both. If you had made a mutual appointment to fight, you would have certainly failed. But Allah sought to accomplish what He has ordained, that those who were destined to perish might die by clear proof, and those who were destined to live might survive by clear proof. Surely Allah is He who hears all and knows all. Also remember that Allah made them appear in your dream as few in number. If He had shown them to you as many in number, you would surely have been discouraged, and you would have disputed in your decision. But Allah saved you. Surely He knows the very secrets of the heart. And remember when you met them in the encounter, He showed them to you as few in number in your eyes, and He made you appear as few in number in their eyes, so that Allah might accomplish what He had ordained. For ultimately, all affairs return to Allah for decision. O believers, when you encounter an enemy in combat, be firm and frequently remember Allah so that you may be successful. Obey Allah and His Rasul, and do not argue with one another lest you lose courage and weaken your strength. Show patience. Surely Allah is on the side of the patient. Do not be like those who started from their homes recklessly in order to be seen by everybody and disbar others from the way of Allah. Allah encompasses all their actions. Remember when Shaitan made their action seem attractive to them and said, "No one from mankind can overcome you today, for I will be at hand to help you." Yet when the two armies came within sight of each other, he turned on his heel, saying, I am done with you, for I can see what you cannot. I fear Allah, for Allah is severe in punishment. At that time, the hypocrites and all those who had malice in their hearts were saying, their religion has deceived them. But you should know that anyone who puts his trust in Allah will find Allah mighty, wise. If you could only see the angels when they were taking away the souls of the killed unbelievers, they were smiting their faces and their backs, saying, taste the torment of the conflagration. This is the punishment for what your hands have sent forth, for Allah is never unjust to his servants. This was the same that happened to the people of Fir'aun and those that had gone before them. They also rejected the revelations of Allah, and Allah seized them for their sins. Surely Allah is mighty and severe in punishment. That is because Allah has never changed the blessings which he has bestowed on a people until they themselves changed the condition of their souls. Verily Allah hears all and knows all. This same principle was applied to the people of Fir'aun and those who have gone before them. They rejected the revelations of their Rabb, so we destroyed them for their sins, and we drowned the people of Fir'aun. They were all wrongdoers. The worst of animals in the sight of Allah are those who reject the truth and do not become believers. Those who make treaties with you and time after time violate their treaties and have no fear of Allah. If you encounter them in combat, make them a fearsome example for others who would follow them so that they all may learn a lesson. If you fear treachery from any of your allies, you may fairly retaliate by breaking off the treaty with them, for Allah does not love the treacherous. Let not the unbelievers think that they have won the game. Surely they can never frustrate the believers. Muster against them all the military strength and cavalry that you can afford, so that you may strike terror into the hearts of the enemy of Allah, and of you, and of others beside them who are unknown to you, but known to Allah. Remember that whatever you will spend in the cause of Allah shall be paid back to you in full, and you shall not be treated unjustly. If the enemy is inclined towards peace, do make peace with them, and put your trust in Allah. He is the one who hears all, knows all. Should they intend to deceive you, verily Allah is all-sufficient for you. He is the one who has strengthened you and the believers with his help, through putting affection in their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have united their hearts, but Allah has united them. He is mighty, wise. O Prophet, Allah is all-sufficient for you and for the believers who follow you. O Prophet, rouse the believers to prepare for combat. If there are 20 steadfast among you, they shall vanquish 200. If there are 100, they shall overcome 1,000 of the unbelievers, for they are a people who lack understanding. For now, Allah is lightening your burden, because he knows that there are still some weak individuals among you. So if there are 100 steadfast among you, they shall vanquish 200. And if there be 1,000, they will overcome 2,000 with the leave of Allah, for Allah is with those who are steadfast. It is not fit for a prophet that he should take prisoners of war until he has thoroughly subdued the land. Do you, O followers of Muhammad, desire the temporal goods of this world, while Allah desires for you the hereafter? Allah is mighty, wise. Had there not been a previous sanction from Allah to take ransom, you should have been sternly punished for what you have taken. Very well. Enjoy the booty which you have taken, for it is lawful and pure. But in the future, fear Allah. Allah is forgiving, merciful. O Prophet, tell the captives in your custody, if Allah finds goodness in your heart, he will give you even better than what has been taken from you, as well as forgive you. Allah is forgiving, merciful. But if they have treacherous designs against you, O Prophet, they have already shown treason against Allah. That is why he made them your captives. Allah is knowledgeable. Why? Those who believed, migrated, and made jihad with their wealth and their persons in the cause of Allah, as well as those who gave them asylum and help, are indeed the protecting friends of one another. As to those who believed but did not emigrate, you are under no obligation to protect them until they emigrate. Yet it is your obligation to help them in matters of faith if they ask for your help, except against a people with whom you have a treaty. Allah is observant of all your actions. The unbelievers are protectors of one another. If you fail to do likewise, there will be disorder in the land and great corruption. Those who believed, migrated, and made jihad in the cause of Allah, and those who gave them asylum and help, they are the true believers. They shall have forgiveness and honorable provisions. Those who believed afterwards, migrated, and joined you in jihad, they too are your brothers, although according to the Book of Allah, the blood relatives have greater rights on one another. Indeed, Allah knows everything. Surah At-Tawbah.